This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 149. Let's go!
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Yeah.
Now jump. Now just roll to the front.
All of my dance teachers out there in podcast land, how you doing? What's happening? Hope everything is well. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast. If you listen to this podcast for the first time, this is a hip hop dance podcast for my dance teachers out there and my dancers. And we talk about class resources, music, moves, and all that good stuff. You can get the podcast on Podomatic.com. You can also get it on iTunes. If you have an Android device, you can get it on Stitcher. You can get it on the website, www.MrChrisHipHopDance.com. Also, follow me on the social medias. On Twitter, it's at MrChrisHipHop. Same thing with Snapchat. Instagram, at MrChrisHipHop. Facebook is Zonda, Z-O-N-D-A. Flex, F-L-E-X. And same for TikTok. Zondaflex. So look me up on there. Shoot me DMs if you have any questions about any of the songs. And which today, I'm actually going to preview two new songs. If any of you follow me on YouTube, I actually put these out on there so that, I can kind of be able to pull them up and use them when I need them. And I have to search through my files of songs. But also, providing some new music out there for my teachers. So very excited about that. Just got back from a wonderful, wonderful trip in St. Louis. We went to the Jump Dance Convention. Shout out to Jump Dance. My kids did a couple of competition pieces. They did a jazz number, a hip-hop number, and then some contemporary solos. And they did very well. And the main thing is they trained all weekend with some of the best in the business. But one particular person that they got to take class from was Savion Glover. And he is the tap legend, the GOAT. Everybody, I posted a picture on Instagram on the studio as well as my page. And there were some teachers chiming in. There's like, I hope these girls know what an opportunity this is to take from him. And so it was just great. My daughter was like, he was amazing. He can go fast, slow. His taps are so clear. It's so great. And after the class, she was just like shaking up. She was like, he called on me to do a couple of moves. And I was like, oh. And then I forgot it. And I covered my face. And I was like, oh. He was like, it's okay. Try it again. And so, but I told her, I was like, hey, that is what it's all about. It's not perfection. It's progression. I like that. I actually just heard that on a podcast I was listening to, and I like it for my dancers. Progression, not perfection. You might not get it right every time, but I want to see that you're continuing to learn, you're continuing to grow, and you're trying. And this is for my teachers out there, too. I mean, you know how it is when you have students and you're trying to teach the technique, whatever the discipline is, and you just see no growth at all. And not only no, and it's fine not to grow. I mean, because sometimes it takes time. Sometimes it's going to be, it might be a couple of years. It might be 5 years before you see some of the fruits of what you put in. But as long as I know that you, every time I show this to you, you're like, okay, all right, let me try it. And then when you mess up, as teachers, we're like, it's okay. It's all right. Keep going. And so, matter of fact, I need to just do a whole nother podcast because I'm about to get off into a rant on that, because that's what it's all about. Even me, as I was learning dance, I wasn't perfect at any of the moves. But I was always thinking about it, always trying to apply the corrections that was given to me. Progression, not perfection. All right, so this one right here, I got a couple of new songs, and I want to talk about one of the songs. It's for my little minis. And I talked about this song on a podcast before. It's the front cross for 3 and 4 year olds. And like I say, it's a top rock move. It's where your foot crosses in front, like the right in front of the left, left in front of the right. But the main focus of the song is the arm swing. So in this song, I have them do it with just the feet, just the arms, and then they add both at the same time. So definitely check it out. I'm going to play that song for you today. And it's not too much detail on that. It's just, you know, I kind of want you to hear it. And like I said, go to my YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, type in Christopher Zondaflex Tyler, or look for Mr. Chris Hip Hop, and you'll find my channel on there. But just using that for when you go through your series of B-boy, B-girl moves, and you know, you got freezes, you got footwork, you got top rocks. So when you hit the top rocks section of your class, use this song and let me know how it goes. So I'm going to play it at the end of the podcast. And then the second song that I want to talk about is basically a series of regular dances, is what I call them. Regular dances where, you know, I'm just calling out dances, and I use this for my assemblies, but also for some of my rec classes, because it's not technique focused, but there is some technique in there. So let me go. The song is called Do Your Dance, and so it goes like this. So the first move says throw it up and whoa. Right. And so for my teachers out there, if you don't, I mean, a lot of people know what this is right now, especially if your kids are TikTok and they are whoa-ing all over the place. I have to stop my kids from doing the whoa because they do it in everything. They'll be doing jazz progressions across the floor. And when we get to the other side, I just see throwing it up in whoas. I'm like, listen, y'all gonna have to focus on what's in front of you right now instead of your woes. But this is in the song. So the first one is throw it up in whoa. So you just, you know, it's kind of like you grabbing, you know, like one hand is kind of long, other one's short. And you're like, whoa, you like grabbing. But just go to YouTube and type in how to do the whoa, and you'll see it. It's all over the place. So that's in there. And then for the next part of the song goes, hit the elbow. Now, this is also part of the whoa dance where you take your elbows, and it's almost like you go right, left, like you're swatting something out of the air with your elbows, or you're like elbowing something out of the way, like right, left. And so on that one, I did my right elbow. I kind of threw it to the side, left elbow, and then I took my right elbow and I hit it into my hand, my left hand, two times. So I went right, left, hit, hit. That's hit the elbow. And then it goes, now hit the quan. Now, hit the quan is an old school song, so throwback. Some of my teachers might know this. Just go to YouTube, type in how to do the hit the quan dance. And it's basically, you know, it's like small steps in your hand looking like you're like on a surfboard and you're like, hit the quan. You're like, you know, squatting down kind of low when you're going. It's just a real laid back kind of dance. But it would be cool to do this in class because the kids would be like, whoa, wait a minute. Whoa, you know what I mean? So, I mean, and a lot of the little ones don't even know what that is. So, great one to bring back. And then, so now hit the quan, take it real low. Then it goes slide left, right, and do the muscle man. Now, the muscle man dance, you know, you could do, you put your muscles up. You can move them right, left, right, left. You can just hold them up. You can bounce, whatever you want to do. And then here comes the technique part. So it goes, do the muscle man, and it says, now wave it to the right. So you're going to wave it left to right using your 12 steps. Knuckles, fists, wrists, elbow, shoulder, chest, shoulder, elbow, wrist, fist, knuckles, out. That's how you do the wave and you turn the party out. Like that. One quick wave. And it says, and then push it up with your hands. So you're going to wave left to right, and then you raise the roof, both hands. Whoop, whoop. Then it goes step dab. So you're basically doing a step touch from right to left, but every time you do the touch part, you're going to dab. And the dab, if you don't know how to do that, just type in on YouTube how to do the dab. So you go step dab, like that. And then it says drop it to the back, then take it to the front. Now the drop is another dance where it's like you take your fingers and you point down, and then, but you're moving back, but there's a little opposition going on with the shoulders. So it's like drop. It's the same body movement though as the nay nay. So if you know, if you type in how to do the nay nay, same thing. Type in how to do the drop. And the drop is, you know, it's like like when you step back with your right foot, your right shoulder drops down. You kind of point your fingers down, and then they kind of like, hey. So, hard to explain that one too. But type in how to do the drop, or the nay nay has the same body movement as that. So it says drop it to the back. So you're going to go back, 2, 3, 4. Then it says take it to the front. And I just came forward, rolling my arms, roll and roll, moving forward. And then it says next one is the Millie Rock. So type in how to do the Millie Rock. It's like a dance. On this one, I like roll my hands, roll, and you swat like you're doing like a fly swatter, like roll, swat, whoo, ah, Millie Rock. And then after that, last one is do the Orange Justice real fast, don't stop. And again, this was a dance before it was called the Orange Justice on Fortnite. But when I'm doing assemblies and I call out this dance, it's just all the kids know. So they're like, oh, Orange Justice, yeah, and they start doing it. So you can type in that as well, how to do the Orange Justice. And then that's it. Those are all the moves of all the regular dance moves that I call them, except for the wave. The wave is going to be your technique move in this song. And then for the hook, it just says, all you got to do is just have a good time, and I like it when you just do your dance. You can wave it up high. So and there's another technique move, waving it up high, or you could break it down low. Either way, you just got to do your dance, and then it goes now freestyle. So on the hook, I am actually still working on what the hook looks like, because I think I'm just going to have them step touch to the side, or either, you know, do slides, like slide and slide and slide and slide. And all you got to do is do your dance. And for do your dance, I'm going to have them shake their shoulders like da, 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 da. And then you just follow the words. You can wave it up high or bring it down low and slide, slide, shake, 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 shake. And then you have them freestyle. All right, so there it is. Two new songs, one of them for the minis. And the second one, I'm going to say this is probably for your intermediate because the speed of it. But, you know, hey, you might be able to show it to your minis, just slow down some of the moves. All right, so here it is. I'm going to play both songs for you. First, I'm going to play the front cross, and then after that, I'll go right into Do Your Dance. Here it is. Check it out. New music alert. Here we go.
We're going to do the front cross. So put your hands on your hips. Okay. And your feet are going to cross in front of each other. 5, 6, 7, 8. Go. This is how we do it. The front cross. The front cross. It's kind of like you're stepping through it. The front cross. The front cross.
All right. Good job. Now we're going to do just the arms. So your arms are going to swing back and forth. From the back to the front. Okay. Here we go. Just the arms. 5, 6, 7, 8. Let me see your arms swing back and forth, back and forth. I really want to see your arms swing back and forth, back and forth.
All right. Good job. Now we're going to put the arms and the feet together.
Uh-oh.
So when I step, my arms are going to go back. And when I come back, my arms go to the front. 5, 6, 7. Put it together now. This is how we do it. The front cross, the front cross. It's kind of like you're stepping through it. The front cross, the front cross. Now, let me see you just do the arm swing. Let me see you just do the arm swing. This is how we do it. The front cross, the front cross. Yeah. Now throw it up and roll. Hit the elbow.
Uh-huh.
Now hit the quad. Take it down real low. Slide left, right, and do the muscle man.
Uh-huh.
Wave it to the right. Push it up with your hands. Step, dab, step, dab, step, dab, step, dab. Drop it to the back, then take it to the front. Now, Millie Rock, Millie Rock. Do the Orange Justice real fast. Don't stop. All you gotta do is just have a good time, and I like it when you just do your dance, do your dance. You can wave it up high, even break it down low. Either way, you just gotta do your dance now. Freestyle, freestyle. Just do it like you do it when you do it. Freestyle, freestyle. Just do it when you do it. Yo,
all right, you ready to do it one more time? See if you can remember the whole dance. Here we go, yo. Now throw it up and whoa. Hit the elbow. Now hit the quad. Take it down real low. Slide left, right. Do the muscle man. Wave it to the right. Push it up with your hands. Step, dab, step, dab, step, dab, step, dab. Drop it to the back. Then take it to the front. Now, millie, rock, millie, rock. Do the orange justice real fast. Don't stop. All you gotta do is just have a good time. And I like it when you just do your dance, do your dance. You can wave it up, I'll even break it down low. But either way, you just gotta do your dance.
All right, so that's it right there. Thank you so much for tuning in to another podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed this. Like I said, I'm still working on music, still writing, so not sure when this is gonna come out as an album form, but please enjoy it. Go to the YouTube channel, Christopher Zonderflex Tyler. Check it out, use it, teach it, do what you do, because what you do is important. And that's all I got for you. And your boy is out.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Come on,
now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.